gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
More good news for America, bad news for Republican. Jobless claims dropped almost a four-year low.
Oh, no.
At least their Republican field is so solid. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Oh, Newt Gingrich is going positive now, everybody.
What?
Just so you know, Newt Gingrich going positive. The angry attack muffin. He's
the positive attack muffin.
Friendly little muffin now.
Puppies and flowers, frankly.
That might work. Okay.
Yeah, right. Nice try.
Meanwhile, we're cresting the wave of Santorum.
Oh, jeez.
What?
It's a dark wave.
It's a dark dry suit.
Yeah,
sure. All right. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number, stephaniemiller.com. The website, sexyliberal.com, our sexy liberal website. Speaking of sexy liberals, Kathleen Madigan live in studio starting in about a half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cha. And the headlines just writing themselves. The incredible shrinking mitt. Oh, dear. When they did the analysis of what happened Tuesday, even worse than they thought.
Yeah. So now we're shrinking reversible mittens.
Yeah, so if they're shrinking mittens, they're going to look like that glove that OJ tried to put on during that trial.
Mm-hmm.
The glove don't fit. That's right.
Yeah. Apparently, they're starting to be still saying he probably is inevitable, which means they'll be stuck with him. Yeah.
We can't reach no nomination. We don't have no self-control. No dark Santorum in our platform. Gingrich fight them.
Frankly, stand still, Letty. Stand still, Letty. I think I can get you a job cleaning toilets in the high school.
Hey, Gingrich, get those kids a job.
Frankly, if you do a good job on these toilets, we can get you a job cleaning toilets on the moon.
Oh, no, we'll just be stuck with Mitt in the fall.
Should I build a wall next to Mexico, my friend?
All in all, we might as well cast a vote for one all.
If you don't vote for Mitt, you can't have any Santorum. Oh, no. You can't have any Santorum if you don't vote for Mitt.
Mike and Raleigh. And Mike and Raleigh singers.
Yes, he hits it out of the park this time.
Oh, boy.
You can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Ew. Ew. Okay. No Santorum for you.
No.
All right. Wow.
Pudding is generic for dessert in England.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Not literally pudding necessarily.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
Or Santorum.
All right. Let's go to our good friend. Yes.
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch. Bullfightstrategies.com. Good morning, Mr. Frisch. Hello, Carl Frisch. Carl
what?
Frisch. Paging Carl Frisch. I see him there. All right, Carl Frisch. All right, well, he'll hopefully...
It's going to be semaphore Carl Frisch today.
Yeah, all right. He melted in a little puddle.
Oh, dear.
All right, well, I guess, should I just wait here or should I continue into right-wing world, I wonder? I'm just looking at some
right-wing world must be in the form of a question.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, shall we, and see what's
doing.
Yeah, all right. Huh. Bill O'Reilly, I guess this is still a Planned Parenthood thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, the bigotry against pro-life people is, I think, way more than the bigotry against gay people in this country, particularly in the media, because the media supports gay people, generally speaking.
Right.
I guess it's just like
whatever.
Yeah. I don't really. Okay,
well,
just agree with
them. Talking about should I nod?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Huh.
Okay, because I don't recall. I don't know pro-life people getting bullied or beat up or
killed.
Yes. Okay, but that's sure, Bill. Mm. Fine. That's, yeah. That's what you think.
You run with that.
All right, go with that. Uh huh.
Your little listeners.
All right. Yeah, it's this whole. I guess this is the thing they've taken up now is the war against religion. The president's. I don't know what. It's some war against religion that that is based on. Nothing.
Nothing?
Yes, exactly. In fact, oh, speaking of Frothy tried that one, except that, like usual, he's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Santorum invents new front in fake war on religion. Obama wants female Catholic priests. He doubled down on his bizarre claim that Obama's going after religion, falsely claiming the president wants to tell Catholics who they can hire as priests. This was a direct quote. He said, this is a president who just recently, in this Hosanna Tabor case, was basically making the argument that Catholics had to, you know, maybe even had to go so far as to hire women priests to comply with employment discrimination issues. This is a very hostile president to people of faith. He's a hostile president, not just to people of faith, but to all freedoms.
So people of faith are all Catholic, according to him.
Wow.
Well, as usual, he pulled it right out of his ass.
Yes, but... Yes, but the problem is that is the opposite of what's true. This thing that he said there, the Obama administration's brief in the case Santorum cites expressly stated it would be unconstitutional to tell the Catholic Church to do so. So he started, you see, with a false
premise.
Yes.
Sack of crap.
So
you're a lying sack of crap.
That would be the opposite
you're
of the lying sack of Santorum.
But on that, he based the whole premise that he's a hostile president. Angry about that. Not just to people of faith, but to all freedoms everywhere.
The Episcopal Church has had female priests for a long time, which is why my right-wing uncle left the church and joined some extreme right-wing Orthodox.
Really? Yeah. You're like the demon.
Then they started ordaining gays. He probably was spinning in his
head. Yeah, his head exploded. Yeah. Wow, you're the demon left-wing seed in your family, apparently. All right. Carl Frisch is back. Hello,
let's
Carl
see if
Frisch.
He is. Carl?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Where? You know what? I found Ron Paul's pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
You did.
And ever since then, he's just been screwing with me.
Yeah, I saw your tweet about why is he still in the race?
Yeah.
So much for his caucus strategy.
He's the king of caucuses, and he just can't win one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Where has he been lately? I haven't seen him. He hasn't done a whole lot of stuff.
He turned sideways and disappeared.
Well, when you stop performing well in caucuses, when that's the only place that you're supposedly capable of winning, I think people stop talking about you.
Yeah.
Although he did beat Mitt Romney in one state, didn't he? I can't remember which one now.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
American Samoa.
Which is a state, by the way, that Mitt Romney won last time, just like Colorado.
Right, and he came in third this time.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, these numbers are kind of stunning, aren't they, Carl, for Mitt Romney? Well, go ahead.
You have to ignore the fact that all of these states have had lower voter turnout because, according to Governor John Sununu, a big Romney supporter, the reason that is because voters are so comfortable with the idea of him as a nominee, they've stopped turning out to vote.
They're sitting at home in silent assent. Yes.
Right. I mean, they're so in love with Romney that they gave three states to Santorum on Tuesday.
Yes. Yes, that makes perfect sense. Okay, let's continue with the right-wing world. Steve Ducey, here we go again, war on religion.
The White House said they would not compromise at all on their decision to force religious employers like Catholic hospitals and universities to provide free birth control. But yesterday, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said they are open to working with religious institutions. You know, the White House drew such a bold line in the sand saying, look, we're going to give you a year to figure out how to reverse 2,000 years of religious doctrine. But you got a year, so stop complaining.
The Catholic Church has not existed for 2,000 years.
Right. And
those people were called Jews.
Right. And no birth control has not been around for 2,000 years.
Well, can we just say it one more time just so that everybody at home can hear it? Nobody is forcing the Catholic Church to provide birth control to any of its employees.
That's right.
Exactly.
If you want to take federal money, then you have to live and operate by certain standards.
Yes.
But they can deny the federal funding and keep with their religious teachings. But we're a secular government, and if they want our money, our tax dollars, then they're going to have to abide by certain things.
Yeah. A couple of curious headlines, though, today, Carl. Nation's largest Catholic university, we offer a prescription contraceptive benefit. Huh? The largest Catholic university in the nation has admitted to providing contraceptive coverage as part of its health care benefit package, further undermining the GOP's claims that Obama's regulation requiring insurers and employers to offer reproductive health benefits represents an unprecedented war against religion.
Why do they hate religion?
Yeah, you really don't want those articles to find their way to the desks at Fox and Friends.
No. Or this recent poll that found that a majority of Americans, including a majority of Catholics, support a contraception coverage requirement. So that's.
I think I saw somewhere that a majority of Catholics, married Catholics, practice contraception.
Yes.
Let me see here. 28 states already require organizations that offer prescription insurance to cover contraception. Since 98% of Catholic women use birth control, many Catholic institutions offer the benefit to their employees.
Right.
Unfortunate statistics and headlines.
You know, yeah. Maybe Fox is just trying to take the market, because it's the best birth control I've ever seen.
All right. Gretchen Carlson on this Santorum surge.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, February 8th. I'm Gretchen M&M Carlson. Okay, let's move on to what's coming
on
today.
The rapper or the candy?
Who knows? Call him the Heartland Hero, the candy, I just decided. Rick Santorum has three reasons to celebrate this morning after sweeping Missouri, Minnesota, and Colorado.
Okay. M&M. Yeah, stupid comments aside, who made Santorum the Heartland Hero?
He's a Heartland Hero.
I'm sorry.
Trademark box.
I don't think any of those states would be technically considered heartland.
Yeah. Colorado's not the heartland.
That's... Colorado's the West.
Yeah.
Missouri, maybe. Maybe the Midwest heartland. And then Minnesota? No, I'm sorry. That's like the Rust Belt.
But at least there was lots of that chuckly, incomprehensible humor that they seem
yes.
to enjoy.
M&M. Gretchen M&M Carlson.
They call me concentration camp Erhard.
Well, you know, it's better than when they used to call her Gretchen Abba Zabba Carlson.
All right, Carl Frisch, remain in the sidecar. We pause briefly and continue Right Wing World. 18 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming up after this commercial, I will be talking even louder.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 23 minutes after the hour, almost just a few minutes away from going mad again.
That's right.
Kathleen Madigan live in studio. 23 minutes after the hour, Carl Frisch, our buddy, our pal, in the sidecar. Carl Frisch, we had your cohort here live in studio the other day.
Eric Burns.
Yeah.
I know. He did good.
He did great. We talked smack about you the whole, every commercial break.
I heard about that.
Only love.
Yeah.
All right.
I can read lips on Ustream.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Oops.
Those damn pesky cameras. Todd Starnes on Hannity.
When this thing moves to Super Tuesday, we hit the southern states. Those are my people. The gun-toting, chicken-eating folks like
my
myself.
The bitter clingers. That cling to the guns and religion.
And these folks, it's going to be about these culture war issues. And here we have the President of the United States who's declared war on religious liberty, specifically the Christian faith, and that's going to be a big issue. And they're going to want a Republican candidate who is unashamed of standing up for those issues. And again, right now, that person's Rick Santorum.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Where did the phrase gun-toting chicken-eating people come from?
From that guy.
From that guy, yeah.
Obama hates chicken-eaters.
Yeah.
I've never heard such a phrase. I mean, if somebody's trying to act a lot more butch than they really are, wouldn't they say like steak or beef?
Something, you'd think. Apparently, are you trying to ignore the president's...
Really like poultry.
Are you trying to ignore the president's war on chicken? Don't act like you don't know about it.
All right. He's really against poultry.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Stuart Varney on Fox News.
I think it was sleight of hand to convince Clint Eastwood, an iconic American and a known conservative, to put his face and voice on that ad, which looked very much like it was supporting a second term for President Obama. I think it's one of the great sleight of hand political operations of the last generation. I think he was duped.
Wow.
Apparently he's an idiot.
Say
he's
that to
dumb.
His face, I dare you.
You're a dumb dupe.
I hate to say it, I agree with Stuart Varney. I mean, So much so. I don't know if you saw that GoDaddy commercial, but I got a press release this morning from the Mitt Romney campaign, and they're really upset that GoDaddy would run those ads with the scantily clad women endorsing Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, isn't this amazing, this Clint Eastwood controversy? It's like, first
of
all, yeah, I mean, nobody duped him into doing it. It's like, I don't even think that most people that saw it thought it was partisan until Karl Rove said something.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Karl Rove said this is Chicago-style politics. I wish he'd stop eating those Chicago-style pizzas so that he could actually learn something.
Well, there was a conspiracy going around on Fox News yesterday that the people who own the ad agency that did the ad donated to Obama once. And so it's a big Obama plot,
sure,
according to Fox News.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I was
duped.
Because heaven forbid a story should be told about something as American as our auto companies coming back from the brink of disaster.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You just would have thought it was a nice American story, but no.
And Stuart Varney, as an American, is appalled.
Exactly. All right. And Bill O'Reilly.
President Obama should be much more humble in touting the success of an economic comeback because it was born on the backs of the working folks. Huh? He just ordered the checks sent out. American workers saved the economy, not Mr. Obama and Congress.
Oh, come on.
Excuse me?
Is that Bill O'Reilly talking about the president needing to be humble?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
He's a little too uppity about this whole...
I mean, he should stop acting like he has his own personal police force at his own disposal that he could use to go spy on the man in the police department who's been banging his wife.
Carl, you just cannot bring that up enough, you scamp. You always find a way.
That's right.
I feel an obligation.
All right.
Oh, and Carl, people in our chat room are taking issue with you calling the calling Minnesota the Rust Belt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would not. I refuse to call it Midwest.
Okay. Okay.
Take a little bitch slap from the chat room, won't you? All right, Carl. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Love you too, but not the chat room.
Okay. Oh boy. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the Santorum Surge. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm the guy with the funky beard who saw you Saturday night and
awesome.
Was all nervous and everything. It's Joe the Nerd.
Oh, hi, Joe the Nerd. Oh, you wrote that great review of the Philly show for the Huffington Post. You have exquisite taste, my friend.
What I want to say is Romney's a dead man walking. He does not get this nomination, and it's because he's going to he tops out consistently at about 25%. 25-30%. Ron Paul on the other side, it tops out at like 12-15%. So that covers the two wings of the Republican Party. The real fight right now is for Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich. And the more people see of Gingrich, the more they like Santorum. And all this stuff that you guys have been talking about this morning, as far as analyzing the religion and everything, those are dog whistles for crowd.
Joe,
right,
you know what? I think you're right. I think this year could be anybody's guess. I mean, seriously, this is such a cattywampus year. I honestly, I'm thinking it could be said. We could be lucky enough to have a nice frothy Santorum as the nominee. Is all I'm saying.
Mm-mm.
29 minutes after the hour. Kathleen Madigan live in studio next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know,
Stephanie Miller,
this couch would be perfect for one of your red wine pass-outs.
Perfect. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. Look, it's our morning drinking buddy, Kathleen Madigan. Yay! I'm here. We always do the Kermit flail when you come in.
Yay! I came in and I smelled bacon, and I was like, uh-oh, did I go to Cracker Barrel? I'm still pretty tired. My car would naturally go there.
Didn't someone make someone just make a new what is it? Bacon shake. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
No way.
Has a bacon shake.
The shake wasn't unhealthy enough yet, so
no.
Add lots of
no.
Fat.
But there's no real bacon in it. Yeah.
Really? That's
no.
Even worse.
Flavor like
yeah.
a bacon.
Ooh. Bacon flavored.
So it's vegetarian.
It's vegetarian, so it's
healthy.
Yeah,
it's made of space age polymers.
We were laughing because you, speaking of unhealthy, you come in pretty much with a parka and a scarf on here in L.A.
You, I have
because
no circulation because I've smoked for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I cut off my own blood supply at some point. I don't know when it happened. No, I'm just always cold. It was cold this morning. I don't know where you all live. Where I live, I woke up and I was like, ooh, burr. And it's usually cold in here.
You need to move to the equator.
You sit here in a t-shirt and I come in a full turtleneck scarf and I'm still not exactly in LA. Warm. I might keep with a goat bag on.
What's the high yesterday, Jim? It's in the 70s, right?
That's in LA, though. That's like it's like at 10 after 3. Yeah. It's that temperature, but only for that minute.
Yeah, if you keep smoking, you need to move right on the equator. That's
well, it is getting warmer. I was in Cleveland last week and it was 55 in Cleveland. Something's... Right. Global warming's happening, and if this is the result, then I'm voting Republican because I love it. I was so warm, and I'm like, you rock on. Science is ridiculous. Let's just keep getting hotter and hotter. My nieces can fend for themselves when stuff gets weird. Sorry, Claire and Emily. Aunt Kathleen was freezing and voted Republican.
Aunt Kathleen is with the mean people in Avatar.
I've switched to the mean people because I smoke too much and I have no blood anymore, and I'm freezing.
Screw the next generation.
Screw the blue people.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. You know what? I mean, are you riding the new Santorum wave? Because this is... the hell?
I saw it. Now, I had the tape. Did you hear the tape?
Which one?
The one from yesterday. They were playing it on it. Where he says birth control, it's not okay. It's a tape from a while back, an interview.
Whoa. Wait, do you have that?
No, I don't have
that. Yeah. No, that was a lot of crazy. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they were playing it last night on the way home. Sirius Radio in the car, somebody was playing it. But, yeah, they have it. Oh, Rachel Maddow was playing it, I think. Okay. Yeah, they have it now of him just saying birth control is just wrong, period.
Yeah, period. No women should have access to it ever.
No, because we're going back to 1950, which means I said to my sister, we immediately need husbands and a bridge table. I don't have a card table.
We need formica. We need
exactly
linoleum. We need to bring back everything from the 50s.
Nerve pills, whatever those were, that my mother took a lot.
Yeah, I know. My mom, too.
Nerve pills. There's a lot of things I don't have. I'm not prepared for 1950.
The doctor gave me these. To calm down, and these are to give me energy. They're like vitamins, he says.
Yeah.
All right, Mom.
And he told me to smoke more if I'm upset. They used to actually say that. They told my mom that. Smoke more. If those kids get on your nerves, smoke more. Really? More? Two packs of Cools a day isn't enough?
Not enough, no.
It doesn't count if you're cool.
More for 5'1", Vicky? Really?
Okay. All right, wait, we found the tape. Here it is. Rick Santorum.
All be covered by that notion of freedom without responsibility. I vote and have supported birth control because it is not the taking of a human life. But I'm not a believer in birth control and as for artificial birth control. Again, I think it goes down the line of being able to do whatever you want to do without having the responsibility that comes with that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it breaks what I think. This is from a personal point of view. From a governmental point of view, I support, Title 10, I guess it is, and have voted for contraception and all that. I don't think it works. I think it's harmful to women. What? I think it's harmful to our society.
I don't think it works.
To have a society that says that, sex outside of marriage is something that should be encouraged or tolerated, particularly among the young. And I think it has, and we've seen very, very harmful long-term consequences to a society.
So man and dog.
Birth control to me enables that, and I don't think it's a healthy thing for our country.
Wow.
There's more, though, where somewhere. There's another one where he just says it's like wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
and apparently it doesn't work.
It's worked fine for me. Hello, Rick. How many kids do I have? Zero. Oh, I just checked in my house. There's no kids. It worked.
Wow. But so even married people are just supposed to have as many children as
that's the Lord
intends.
Way.
Yeah.
Until the woman falls over. I mean, so she literally is like, oh, my grandma had 10 kids.
Brood mares.
At what point do you just fall over? Or just start drinking heavily is what my grandmother
Coincidentally, NASA has released a picture of the Carina Nebula, which looks a lot like a Santorum surge.
Really?
It's pretty gross.
Wow. I'm just trying to absorb that. So a President Santorum would just have no contraceptives at all.
You got to carry it to term.
Okay.
That's the old school. Well, you're supposed to go to the Catholic class and learn the rhythm method.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. I think there's one class
that's that
left
joke.
Available.
What do you call people that use the rhythm method? Parents.
Yeah. Right.
Because, hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And in those comments, he was suggesting that only people who aren't married use birth control. I know tons of people who are married
just gonna say.
Who use birth control.
Yeah.
Many of them Catholic. Yeah.
Well, could they also? They're also negating the fact that half the people taking birth control, it's not even, it has nothing to do with contraception. I'm taking it right now for an eye infection, and I don't even know why. I'm not. But I do. I know you. They're taking for endometriosis. There's a million things that birth control are for.
I'm
other
taking
than
it.
Actual.
We're confined.
And Jim, it's good for your skin.
Pregnant.
Look at how good your skin looks.
Jim had an ectopic pregnancy scare once, and he ever since.
Right.
It's just playing it safe.
It was just a bacon shake.
Brought cramps on. Jim, you're not having a baby.
Oh, just a bacon shake, of course.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, then I had a Santorum surge.
I was raised Catholic like you, and I didn't get why people have to call themselves Catholic when they don't follow half of the rules of the Catholic Church, like no contraception, no divorce, no premarital sex, no, you know,
he's what
meat
you
on
get
Friday.
If you take Catholicism seriously, but we all know we're not supposed to. Like, he didn't get the wink.
It's
and
like
nod.
A wink, right?
Yeah, we all
say wink.
Even the nuns were like, really? Do you think all the animals got on the ark? Kathleen, it's a story.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
No birth control. And then they do the hand.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Wink.
Exactly. Really? Do I have to have 25 kids? Well, you know, a couple, and then you'll figure it out. Yeah, it was always a wink. My mom has friends that are nuns, and even they don't take it this seriously.
Yeah.
For real. I mean, they don't, I don't even think the Pope understands, like 80% of Catholics in the country use birth control.
Yeah.
So whatever the Pope is over there yelling out every now and then, yoga is evil, Harry Potter's bad, we all go, uh-huh, whatever, get back in the Vatican, you're just there for the postcard and the picture when I tour Rome. Like, nobody's really paying attention.
You can't mean all of those things. I mean, no birth control and no divorce and no suicide. I mean,
and no meat on
you might want an option.
There is no way out. You must have all the children or else.
He's like a big barking dog that everybody knows doesn't bite. Nobody's listening. Like here, anyway. I don't know what they're doing around. Even the whole, I get so frustrated. Even their lack of change, like the Catholic Church, and my mom will go, well, maybe, no, Mom, they're not going to change. We're running out of nuns, and you don't, I mean, you could still in a lit.
There's
can a get
nun
a lady.
Shortage.
Yes, but we have to import them because they go get them in countries where you can trick a lady for a hamburger. But nobody's doing that here. Nobody's signing up. Our parents.
Send your cards and letters directly to Kathleen Madigan.
Our parents.
The Stephanie Miller Show has no actual statistics that all nuns are just ladies that were easily tricked by hamburger.
I do not think we can bribe a woman in India with a hamburger. Don't think that would work.
True, we'd have to pull out something else. But I mean, just change. Like, even the nun thing, like, be flexible. I could be a nun on Mondays from 2 to 4.
Sure.
Meet
sure.
me halfway.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to help.
Yeah. I'll fill in. Right.
You know, sign up for life. What? No. There's no jobs for life anymore.
No.
Pope?
Katie in Chicago. You're on with Kathleen Madigan. Hey, Katie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I woke up with a raging hangover this morning, and much to my delight, making it better, Kathleen Madigan is on the show for
you.
Yay! She's my favorite. And then you ruined it with that Santorum quote. As the official dog walking bartender of the Stephanie Miller Show, I know a thing or two about responsibility, and I would just like to shake that angry little Catholic elf and explain to him that birth control is the responsibility.
Yes.
That's responsible. Birth control is responsible. And if men like him have anything to say about women and responsibility, we're all in very big trouble.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And he has, what, seven? He has seven kids?
Yes. There are seven. I also, seriously, as a woman, I don't understand why men get to speak on this topic at all.
He said that recently. He said something about, I've learned to be patient. I have seven kids or whatever. I wouldn't be patient. I'd just be like catatonic.
I bet he's against epidurals too. They think they should suffer more.
Yes.
Having 17 kids.
Every single child support bill in this country was paid, I would not let men in this meeting. Once everybody's paid up, you can all come in, and maybe you can say something. And I'm not normally like kick the guys out, but in this matter, why is it all white guys in weird sweaters making this decision?
And sweater vests.
Brown sweater vests. Not a good choice, considering,
And who would someone wearing a sweater vest in the first place? Really.
It's a great choice for golf, because you need your arms free to swing right, and you can just whip the sweater off. That's
fashion
where it looks appropriate.
Not really.
Jack Nicholas, yes.
Sure.
President, no.
Jack Nicholson, no.
Lisa in Florida. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Steph.
Hey.
You know, down here in Florida, we have license plates that say, that are pro-choice. We have a choose life license plate that smacks me in the face everywhere I go. Ugh. And when I take my daughter to school, they're all over the parking lot, and everybody there knows that I'm way, way to the left, and they all give me the dirtiest looks, and it's me and my Latino girlfriend, and we're, like, huddled up next to each other trying to keep the white people off of us. It's ridiculous. They look at us like we're crazy, and the one redneck lady at school, her daughter's pregnant, and I said, well, you know, that can be prevented, and evidently they don't believe in that either, and I was just shocked.
Yeah, that'd be irresponsible.
They think all that teen mom. Yeah, it's very, yeah.
Yeah, that's according to Rick Santorum, that'd be irresponsible for a teenager to use contraception. Okay,
I think
the
pro-life people would love lesbians.
Yes. Hello, yeah. I'm doing my part here. I practice perfect birth control. Yeah. I have a perfect record. 46 minutes after the hour. We're back with more Kathleen Madigan live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God. That's like my favorite show ever.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 51 minutes after the hour. Happy days are here again. Why? Because Kathleen Madigan live in studio. We were doing our favorite hobby during the break, bitching about various overachievers in our business that irritate us. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. I have to give it to Chris Matthews. This is the line about Mitt Romney. To Republicans, he's like a giant furball. They can't get him out, and they can't swallow him.
Fair enough.
That's the perfect laugh of his. And this is one of my favorite tweets from Election Night Breaking. Ann Romney tells heckler, my husband can't throw the ball and catch it at the same time. Because Giselle, you see, the football wife, okay. Michael in Massachusetts, you're on with Kathleen. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Kathleen and 70. As Catholic followers of the Catholic faith, I just wanted your opinions on men who choose to be celibate advocating against birth control and the hypocrisy there.
Oh, yeah, priests.
Oh, yeah, priests. They're not really celibate.
hey, we won't go there.
All right. Let's just, okay, so that's another thing, a wink. In theory, sure, Kathleen, they're celibate.
It's a whole other reason why Catholics drink. It's so, your head, you just go, what? What did you say? I need a shot. Wait, you're not having any sex, but you don't want me to have any, but this is what you chose.
Yeah, and they're like marriage counselors.
Yeah, and you get a free house. Well, let's go. You have a free house and a free car.
And free wine.
If you don't do these things, what am I getting if I don't do them? Zero.
Yeah, hello. Big goose egg.
Uh-huh. It's so illogical. That's illogic. Things will send me to the bar quickly.
All right. Speaking of proud Catholics, Frothy the Santorum.
If you get 55% of the state of Missouri, you're obviously getting a lot more people than just evangelicals. And as you know, I mean, I'm faith is very important to me. I'm trying to be a faithful Catholic. But I think our appeal is a lot broader and stronger than that. And I feel very good that this message is going to carry over.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to see you debate President Obama. That'll be great.
Rick.
That's where the why is anybody saying Missouri was an open caucus. My parents got up. Well, I won't use the word. But
I got the bleep button. Hang on. Your parents.
My dad goes, we're going out to cockblock Romney. Did you get it? You didn't.
We had to dump that. Your parents said
they were going out to block Romney.
Yes.
Because it was an open caucus, so anybody can walk in and vote for anybody. So it's
caucus?
The oldest school, and it's the oldest trick in the book.
Your parents are, what, 70, and they actually use the word block?
Yeah, that's what they get in the morning. I think they think it's...
So they went and voted for Frothy.
For Santorum, to make Romney look weak. I mean, does anybody really believe the city of St. Louis voted for Santorum?
Santorum.
No. It's the oldest Democratic... Well, it's the Republican trick, too, if it's an open caucus. You go vote for their weakest person.
Yeah.
I don't understand my boyfriend, Howard Fineman, who I love, and
yeah.
I think he's just stupidly geeky enough to be attractive. I don't know why Howard didn't mention this, or maybe he did, and I missed it. I was in and out all night. But I can't believe everybody's acting like, oh, my God, Sam Dorham won. Isn't it crazy? No.
Yeah. Well, that could be. I think this year is so atypical, you know. It's because people really were surprised. They're the headline, Incredible Shrinking Knit. Rick Santorum decisively swept all three primary contests, shattering the myth of inevitability that presumed frontrunner Mitt Romney had tried to construct. Turnout not just down, but down tremendously. I mean, they actually broke down the numbers. Romney won Colorado with 60% of the vote 4 years ago. This year he got 34.9%. In Minnesota, which Romney won with 41% in 2001, he won just 16.9% last night, coming in third behind Ron Paul. I mean, you know, looking at the vote totals instead of percentages, which take into account voter turnout, the numbers even worse for Romney. Check this out. These are the fun facts on the other night. 2008, he got 170,000 votes. He got like 63,000. This is state by state. 25,000, he got 8,000. I mean, the totals are down like 63%, 69% from what he just had gotten. He won comfortably in earlier primaries in Florida and Nevada, but only after drowning his competitors in millions of dollars of negative advertising. Romney's campaign did not invest heavily in the primaries Tuesday, suggesting the candidate may have a hard time winning on his own without spending huge amounts to destroy the competition in every state. The key thing they're saying, this Washington Post ABC News poll that shows the more people hear about Romney, the less they like him. So it just...
They can't. There's nothing to like. It's like, I can't like a hologram. You have to be a person. And then now he's trying to develop his narrative, and that's getting weirder. Like, he shouldn't try. He's going to try to. He's like, did you hear this about his father? My father was a lathe worker, and he could put nails in his mouth and spit them out with the pointy ends. That's like him trying to be personable. Like him trying to tell you his
story. The only strategy is to not let him talk.
Yes, because he should go to bed until the election and not be seen. You send Ann out, she's personable enough. People like her and that other one. What's his name? Tag. Okay, send that one out. Yeah. He's cute.
He can speak. All named after Batman sound effects.
Yeah.
Tag. Bump.
Zonk. Spoing.
Yeah.
I would, if I was a Republican Party and I wanted Mitt to run, I would literally drug him till he was asleep until November. I don't know what it took, and just put him in a basement and go, you're winning. Shh. You're winning. Winning. Yeah. Don't speak.
No, I think, because some people are saying that was part of it, is his saying, I don't care about poor people, right before this leaves. People are like, oh.
Yeah.
No.
Whoops.
Really?
Whoops. Yeah. Well, and then even the Republicans got mad because he said they have a safety
net.
Because
they have a safety net, which I'm trying to destroy.
Yeah. If I find holes in it, I'll make them larger. Watch the people fall through. Watch them free fall into the...
You know, you have a good point about the open caucuses, though. And I wonder, is it Democrats, like your, you know, blocking parents...
Yep.
Or is it just people with really immature senses of humor like us that just want to see Santorum surge over and over in the headlines? Want to hear Wolf Blitzer actually say,
there's been a spurt
in fundraising after the Santorum surge.
I didn't read, though. Is Newty upset about any of this? I didn't see Newt's response to what occurred the other night. Nothing.
He looked like he
looks sad. No, like, frankly,
he was a dispirited little angry attack muffin.
I'm moving to the moon colony before there is a colony, frankly. I'm done.
And
with this
planet. I heard his sugar daddy isn't giving him any more money. Is the
Sheldon
Adelson?
Out?
Yeah.
Is he out?
Yeah.
Sheldon?
Really?
Sheldon is
making excuses
mine.
Now when Newt calls. Yeah.
I've got a thing with the guy. I'll call you later.
I got a meeting down by the slot machines. I can't talk to him.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Andy Borowitz tweets, in America, anyone can be president as long as they have a mentally ill billionaire buying ads for them. All right. 58 minutes after the hour. More rollicking fun with comedian Kathleen Madigan as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. SexyLiberal.com, SexyLiberal on Facebook. SexyLiberal Tour Director Roland,
yeah,
is he's using all caps this morning.
Yes,
a little more high-strung than usual. Kathleen Madigan chuckling at the at my accidental tour. I should call it the accidental tour, because it is. It's a complete accident. I'm touring by accident.
And everybody else that's trying to isn't selling any tickets. Oh, they've got websites and all this stuff. Come see me. I'm on the Twitter every 5 seconds. I'm not selling enough tickets. Come see me. You're overselling. They're planning third shows. You're having a nervous breakdown.
People are calling themselves Stephanie Stiller, hoping to, you know.
Yeah, they, Roland, let's see. We're Chicago Theater, March 3rd, 3,500 seats. They opened the third balcony, and it's almost sold out.
Wow.
I would hurry on that one. And then this one, check this out, Kathleen. I don't know what's... We have scalpers. I have no idea. Glenn Beck, by the way, he's charging $500 for his comedy tour for VIP tickets.
You know...
And apparently not selling.
For him to do comedy,
well,
I might have to pay to see that. $500 is cheap.
Anyway, Roland sends this. Look on eBay. We may not be charging Glenn Beck prices for tickets, but people are trying to. Take a look at this eBay listing for two tickets to L.A. VIP section for $975.
What?
That's not till July 28th.
No way. That's more than Adele. Now go look at yourself. Go look at yourself. You are no Adele.
I don't want to be on tour. I don't even want to be doing it.
I know.
It. I don't.
It's fantastic.
I know.
Is that really? That's probably true, though.
Yes. eBay. There it is.
900 and something.
Yeah.
Wow.
In a world where everyone is going gaga for sexy liberal laughs.
Ugh.
One Tour is crossing the nation to bring intelligent progressive comedy to you. Nominated for 4 Pollstar Touring Awards, including Best Tour, Best New Tour, and Best Lead Comedy Performer, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is returning to Los Angeles.
On Saturday, July 28th, Stephanie Miller and her band of sexy liberal players will perform live at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood, California. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com, at all Ticketmaster retail outlets, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. A portion of the proceeds from the evening's events will be donated to the Trevor Project.
Be swift and get your tickets now. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. Don't miss your chance to experience liberal comedy history in the making.
Well, damn it. This just in. I lost the Pollstar Awards to Lady Gaga and Adele.
Yeah.
All those bitches. Oh, it is, you know what, as Pink would say, it is so on right now. Next year, I will take you down to Chinatown, you biatches.
Fire your publicist.
What?
I don't
Clearly
have one.
Was not a, I don't
well,
have one, which
well,
is...
Well, hire one and fire him. And go, you didn't do a good enough job. It was your job to get me moved up there.
How do we do on the best lighting award? No?
No.
Mm. Yeah. Which I don't...
Just a single bare bulb hanging
yeah.
from the ceiling.
The people from Billy Elliot had to go berserk over that. You have one light bulb they turn on.
Yeah.
You should have gotten the award for shortest sound check.
Thanks.
Hi. Yeah, it's great.
All right, this is working.
Perfect.
Good. Microphone, stool. Okay. We're done here. Let's take an early lunch break.
Staff favorite. I bet we're the staff favorites. Right?
We're the least
crew favorite. Right. What do you have to do? Nothing. Do meet me there at 5 to 8 and turn on the lights.
Yeah. Somebody sent one picture. Chris, where was that from? It's just, I think it was Hal, and it's just completely, it was all of us sitting there, black stays are like, nice set. Just like nothing. There's nothing. All right. Oh, boy. Thanks. You had to tell me that news, Chris.
Sorry.
Friggin' Adele. And I punched her in the throat, too.
Ah.
Hmm. Didn't work. Oh, well. I played dirty, and I still didn't win. Oh, well. Oh, boy. All right, Jim, who said, at the last possible moment to save his reelection, the economy is beginning to hum, as evidenced by Friday's jobs report, and Obama's Republican opponents are shaping up to be as formidable as well marshmallows. While Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum are making each other unelectable, the president is singing Al Green, congratulating Super Bowl winners, playing with science projects, raising obscene amounts of cash, and watching his poll numbers soar. Who said that?
The nattering nabobs of negativism.
No.
No?
No. Our friend Dana Milbank.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Just not a good year, is it, Kathleen, to be a Republican?
I'm just looking at him on the thing. Santorum raised
million.
I only refer to him as Sanatorium.
Yes, he raised
$1 million in 24 hours.
Yeah,
he
got a spurt from the surge.
Yes. I bet his tickets aren't on eBay for $900. Yeah, right? I bet you could see him for $5. I bet you could push your way to the front of one of his rallies, maybe even free. So think of the money you could raise if you
exactly.
set your mind to it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Steve in Washington, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Kathleen. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I had to comment about Santorum and this whole contraception thing. It's so insane. I mean, you guys are doing a great job, but, like, everybody always talks about, like, the women's rights of their bodies. But what about the fact that, you know, it's so expensive to have a child right now. People used to have children that they would put on the farm, and it was profitable. We can't do that anymore. Mm. And now, with the...
Well, if Newt Gingrich is president, we can. They'll bring child labor back.
On the moon.
Well,
and especially on dangerous farm machinery.
I guess you killed my argument with that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you used to be able to
get a decent
education in public schools.
Why can't a toddler work a thresher? What's wrong with these kids today?
Hmm. What's the matter with kids today, apart from having no arms?
No, a lot of these Republicans, they really are. They're arguing, basically for the repeal of child labor laws.
Make them work in the coal mines, frankly. What could possibly go wrong?
It's not the responsibility. Don't just sit there on the couch.
Yes. No workhouse.
Why waste a canary? Send a toddler into a mine, see if everything's good.
Well, they're shorter. They're easy
they can
out.
They fit in small spaces.
Yes, if there's some sort of accident, they have a better chance of crawling out. Because it's tiny people.
David in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, David.
Hey, Mama.
Hey.
I'm in dire need of some sort of treatment or therapy. I was in the gym last night in the locker room, and a bunch of old Republican men were discussing the politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I don't want to even go to that image. But anyway, the television was playing an interview Chris Matthews was having with John Sununu.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just unbelievable. It was like taken out of the Romney playbook, because Sununu kept saying, you don't pay attention to what a person says during a campaign. You just pay attention to what they actually do in office.
And
then it's too late.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I love Sununu. My favorite was that he said people stayed home. The low turnout is because people they just silently approve of Mitt, and they know it's going to be him, so they didn't have to actually go out and vote.
I think Sununu needs to go back into Dick Cheney's bunker and they can share their beer. He looked like he was half asleep and his eyes wouldn't open.
He wasn't as panicky as Tim Pawlenty, though, trying to explain why Romney lost Minnesota.
And you can thank Minnesota for that one. Yes,
yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he didn't. Apparently, none of that teapot electricity rubbed off on Romney.
No, not a bit of it. Not a bit. I think people here in Minnesota are just frankly kind of irritated with anybody who's highfalutin, if you will. They look at somebody like that with a lot of disdain. The folks in the state are pretty. You know, it's a heavily Scandinavian, heavily Protestant area with a very strong work ethic.
Yeah,
look at somebody like that who comes into money, and they go, it's not that I don't like you, but I really don't like you.
Yeah, exactly. Highfalutin.
What do we need infrastructure repair for? It's not like a bridge is going to collapse.
Oh, teapot. Gary in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Kathleen. Hi, Gary.
How you doing? First-time caller.
Thank you.
Can someone please explain to me what is this so-called outrage, especially with Speaker Boehner, about this Catholic Church and having to provide, the Catholic insurance, I guess we're trying to get to the insurance business now, that had to provide contraceptives to women. What's the big deal?
Yeah, that's what I don't get either. I'm like, how? What? We were saying it's like we've gone back to 1950 or something in this campaign cycle.
Well, and then they go to the biggest Catholic universities, and they already do.
Yes.
DePaul University already does. You can go through all of them.
And if you want to prevent abortions, birth control is
that
a good
might
way
work.
To do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a good idea. Hey, by the way, six Republican senators, including Snow and Collins, co-sponsored federal contraception mandate in 2001. So I guess they were also waging a war against religion. The Obama measure closely resembles state laws providing equity and insurance coverage for contraception in six states and actually offers far more conscience protections than previous congressional efforts to expand women's access to birth control.
Yes, but where's the birth certificate?
Exactly.
This Republican bill sought to establish parity for contraceptive prescriptions within the context of coverage already guaranteed by insurance plans, but offered no opt-out clause for religious groups who opposed contraception. So that's, you know, I guess the Olympias know, a well-known warrior against religion. What?
I think they're picking the wrong fight here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think the Republicans actually pick the right fight.
Yeah.
This is the wrong one because it's women and Catholics, and 80% of Catholics don't care.
Yeah.
So who,
yeah.
I don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
It's our.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we read the statistics.
It's our universities.
Yeah, 98% of Catholics use birth control. So who are you, who are you playing to?
I don't know that. I don't know the audience here. And usually the Republicans have a sneakier plan than I'm capable of thinking of because they're much more manipulative and progressive when they think, way ahead. But I can't figure out the angle here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, you know, we go, it's like the gay bashing, obviously, with the huge ruling in California. And now, yesterday, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Washington State just passed marriage equality. You know, the polls are way moving in the direction of marriage equality, and every single Republican candidate came out against, you know, marriage.
But I think that they think they can, they think they can rally that core base, but this one doesn't even apply to that core base, the birth control one.
Right.
So I don't understand who, even
the 2% of Catholics.
Right, and I don't even know who those people are, and I know a lot of, I even know nuns. And
yeah.
It's not them.
Yeah.
So I don't know who is behind this. You're right. This is ridiculous. And now you're just piss off every woman
the
in the
extra
country?
Crispy bucket of Catholic, more Catholic than nuns Catholics. That's who
is
they're going
somewhere?
For. It's a niche.
Well, it's Santorum.
Yes.
It's just him.
Yeah. It's
just him.
And his seven children.
His wife who's been trapped into this and tricked.
Help me.
And is now stuck.
Yeah. With a hamburger.
Yep. Clearly.
Maybe he tricked her with a hamburger.
I can be tricked with a hamburger.
I
can be tricked with
the
bacon I smell in this building
today.
In a minute.
18 minutes after the hour. Back with more with Kathleen Madigan live in studio, The Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
What do you get you for Valentine's Day? That's what her friends will be asking. Make an impression on her and her friends with a beautiful bouquet of flowers from my friends at Pro Flowers. I have an amazing deal for you, so remember the code Stephanie because you'll need it when you order. Get one dozen assorted roses from Pro Flowers for just $19.99 and a free glass vase. That's 50% off. Or, if you really want to impress her, upgrade to two dozen long-stemmed assorted roses with chocolates and a teddy bear from Pro Flowers for just $39.98. This colorful bouquet is going to make anyone feel special. You are going to get all the credit. Pro Flowers guarantees delivery on Valentine's Day and guarantees your flowers will stay fresh for at least one full week. Pro Flowers has delivered more than 40 million bouquets since they first began in 1998. Valentine's Day is next week. Order now. This offer expires Friday. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS, mention Stephanie, or proflowers.com. Click on the microphone at the top right-hand corner, type in Stephanie. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in Stephanie. Order now. This amazing deal only available till Friday at midnight.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Representative Robert Andrews joins us at the bottom of the hour. Oh, we're all giddy with excitement with Kathleen Madigan live in studio and all. All right, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. I love this. Newt Gingrich is going to try going positive now. Which comes so naturally to him. I love this. He told workers, it's a lot more than just beating Barack Obama. It's developing a positive program that allows us to create jobs, a positive program that allows us to produce energy, a positive program that allows us to fix. I think he just thinks if he keeps saying positive, people will actually think he's a sunny, positive person and not the meanest bastard that's ever.
Cartman is out of adjectives.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be positive. Negative got kind of weird.
Let's give out cheesy puffs.
Yeah, my mean wife gave me dinner looks. Okay, positive. Yeah, okay, go to the moon. It's going to be great. I mean,
he can't keep pick one, Newt. Just pick it and stick with it.
Pick a Newt and stick with it.
Pick a Newt. Yeah.
He said Gingrich repeatedly cites his work with President Reagan. See, because he was a nice guy, so he must also...
Frankly, it rubbed off, frankly.
Plus right. his big ideas for
positivity.
Initiatives like space exploration.
Big positive ideas. Well, positively,
big,
frankly.
Positively awful ideas like the moon.
Grandiose.
Yeah.
Grandiose. He likes that word.
Yes.
And I do like a guy, though, when you throw an insult at him, he embraces it.
Yeah.
When Santorum, we're like, you're grandiose and narcissistic. I am.
Yes, I am.
That's
frankly.
What we need.
I am Spartacus as well.
Yes. I'm giving Sarah Palin a very high position in my imaginary
fictional
cabinet.
Presidency.
Yes. It was like when Michelle Bachmann would go, well, when I become president. It literally, that would be like me going, when I become Zoltan, ruler of Jupiter. Stop saying that, ma'am. Stop saying that. That is a ridiculous way to start a sentence. It's talk about grandiose. You're not going to become president ever of this country.
And how many people at home in their living rooms went, bitch, please?
Yeah.
Seriously, how many living rooms was the phrase,
uncross your
please.
Eye and stop saying that.
Look
at me.
At
focus. Focus.
All right. Speaking of grandiosity, Newt Gingrich.
You could have, at the rate we're going, you could have the first open convention since 1940.
Right. Sure. Maybe on the moon by then. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'll be president
of
the moon.
He was probably at that one, too. I mean, I remember I was there. I remember exactly what happened. Stop with the history lessons, Newt.
I'm a historian, frankly.
A high-paid one.
Newt Gingrich again. Newty. Nudie yesterday.
Part of our purpose in running is economic, to get us back on the right track. Part of our purpose in running is culture, to protect the rights of Americans to worship freely without being dictated to by their government. And part of our purpose in running is national security.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a very dangerous world.
Ooh,
you have contributed to our national security.
Mm. Frankly, I want to be an expert on the history of grandiosity, frankly.
By the way, another one of his big ideas is bombing Iran for, Sheldon Adelson.
We live in an age when we have very dangerous enemies who would literally like to kill us. You think about an Iranian nuclear weapon. You think about the dangers
to Cleveland, or to Cincinnati, or to
New York. Remember what it felt like on 9/11 when 3,100 Americans were killed. Now imagine an attack where we have two zeros, and it's 300,000 dead, maybe a half million wounded. This is a real danger. This is not science fiction.
Okay, so there's a terrorist in a cave somewhere with an iPhone dropping a pin. And
how about Cleveland? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No more.
Take that. Take that, Bob Seger.
I got your old-time rock and roll.
Look, if Iran
you didn't
had,
put Stevie Nixon as an individual? Boom!
Iran having even one nuclear weapon would be a greater danger to Iran than anyone else.
Yes.
I mean, Israel has probably 300.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many we have.
That would be like the scene in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kids. It's like coming out of the... What? Huh?
It really is weird to see such a bright guy not be able to focus.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's interesting to go, okay, Newt's not an idiot. And to try every play in the playbook at this age, how do you not have a playbook from the beginning and then have the guts to stick to it and go, I don't care what's happening, I'm sticking, not like the blind, but to say, oh, here she is, she's up on CNN.
Oh, there she is again.
There's Michelle Bachmann.
Bachmann.
Oh, wow. These are the final days
of the Republican Party.
The rapture is coming. Why would you want a president who thinks that anyway?
But you're right about Newt. He's not, you can't, like Bachmann or Perry, he's not a dummy. He's just a really mean, amoral bastard.
Well, and
that's
scattered,
his,
though. I mean, it's like every time something doesn't work, he's just going to switch the plan.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whether like Santorum or not, he's sticking with his plan. He's not going off campus going, oh, okay, I'm not going to be the sweater guy.
Did I say the moon? I meant Jupiter. Face on Jupiter, frankly.
I think
he sticks
weird.
With the sweater vest no matter how much mocking he gets.
Yes.
The brown sweater vest, no less.
Yeah. Pick light blue. It's pretty.
Do you have this in Santorum brown? Okay. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Looks like somebody had a rough night out. Boy, you can say that again. Better get the coroner down here.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Representative Robert Andrews of the great state of New Jersey joins us now. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. I did this morning another episode of Good News for America, Bad News for Republicans. Jobless claims dropped to almost a four-year low. It was just announced, showing continued improvement in the struggling labor market. You know, it really is amazing to me at this point. I don't know if you heard, Rush Limbaugh said the White House must be cooking the books, that the jobs numbers aren't right, that they're made up. And then I think another Republican said that it's not Obama, it's the Republican governors.
Stephanie, could you do me one quick? I'm literally on the House floor. I got to walk out for 30 seconds, cast a vote, and come right back without hanging up the phone. Can I do that?
Yes, of course you can.
Okay, because I'm actually going to go vote for a provision that says, why don't we do this middle class tax cut now instead of later?
Wow. Mm. Well, please go do the people's business.
I'll be back in 30 seconds.
I'll be right here. Okay.
Wow. I'll be right here.
I'll be right here. Wow. Somebody doing actually the nation's business. Well, please hold. Please hold. The congressman is doing your business, helping you out.
I don't think this ever happened before.
Mm, I don't think so either. I don't know how I'll know he's back. Let's go to a call first. Anthony in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I think Santorum, all the public in this base, instructions on how he does his family planning, since we're so ignorant of family planning.
Yes.
Since he don't use any contraception.
Yeah, if you don't have seven kids, Anthony, you're doing it wrong.
Right, so he needs to say, is his wife past childbearing years or what?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, using birth control is completely amoral for everyone. Not to be judgmental or anything. What?
Let's see if he's back.
What's that?
Let's see if he's back.
Oh, you want me to? He's Congressman, are you there?
Struck another blow for democracy. Thank
Yay!
God.
Yay!
Now, the Republicans did seem especially gloomy this morning,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess it is because of the terrible news that, you know, new jobless claims are down.
Yes.
But it just, you know, look, these are the people who cheered when the International Olympic Committee did not choose Chicago.
Right. I just mentioned that yesterday about, you know, this ridiculous controversy over the Clint Eastwood ad that you just think, even he said, I just thought this was a Go America ad that who can't be happy about this, you know? I mean,
well, they can. I mean, it's clear that their whole narrative for this campaign was that Barack Obama created this horrific economic condition. As you know, I wish he had that much power, because he could uncreate it if that were the case.
Yeah.
Look, here's the facts. He stepped into office in January of 2009. The economy lost 700,000 jobs that month.
Yep.
Every month since March of 2010, it has gained jobs, now about 3.3 million since March of 2010. So this argument that he's got us on the wrong track doesn't really sound real good for them. And so now it's that they cook the books, or there'll be some other issue that will come up, no doubt.
Well, I guess Mitt Romney's the front runner, but
what time is it, Stephanie?
I don't know. But, you know, I was reading a story today. You know, he's obviously built his whole campaign on he's going to be better at creating jobs, you know. And you look at, I mean, you just take a look at, not even talking about Bain, but look at his governorship. You know, his experience as a job creator is that, as we all know, he was 47th in job creation. And one economist was saying Massachusetts lagged behind the nation in virtually every economic measure. There was not one measure where the state did well under his term in office. We were below average and often near the bottom.
But at least it gave his followers a chant they could do. You know, people say we're number one. They could say we're number 47.
I mean, it
certainly inspires people.
Catchy.
The other thing about it, not just the record at Bain and the record is in Massachusetts, is look what he wants to do if he got elected. He wants to do tax cuts for the wealthy, deregulate the banks, and spend a whole lot of money, borrowed money on defense. That sounds an awful lot like 2001 in George W. Bush.
Yeah.
That really, how'd that work out for us?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying, is this is how far right this party has moved today, is they want to do what Bush did, only worse. Their tax cuts are even worse than Bush's.
You know, if you were dropped onto this planet from another place, which perhaps some of these guys were, but if you were dropped here and you said, we have, you know, two cases of economic history. In 1993, the Congress modestly raised taxes on the wealthiest Americans, restrained spending, invested in education, transportation, infrastructure, and trade, and businesses created 23 million new jobs. Then in 2001, We cut taxes for the wealthy, disinvested in education, transportation, infrastructure, spent a whole lot of money, borrowed money on defense, and let the banks do whatever they want, and the economy lost a million jobs. Which of these two would you pick?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
right.
Kind of where we are.
What, Congressman, we were joking, but I mean, seriously, what do you think is going to happen in the Republican primary? I mean, we've had this storyline, like,
I'll
oh, it's Mitt, 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 and it just, go ahead.
I think if Newt Gingrich is really a loyal soldier to the conservative cause and not a loyal soldier to the Newt cause and drops out of the race, Rick Santorum will win the Republican nomination.
Wow. Wow.
And here's my evidence. Missouri.
Yep.
Now, on Tuesday night in Missouri, it was the first time the ballot was simply, because Gingrich did not qualify, it was Romney, Santorum, Paul.
Yep.
No one spent any money there at all. Frankly, no one, people barely campaigned. If I've read it correctly, Santorum got 52% of the vote.
Yeah.
And I think Romney was 25 points behind.
Yep.
That's kind of what the future would look like for Mitt Romney if there's no Newt Gingrich to divide the conservative vote.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll tell you something. I think it's up to Newt, ironically, is going to be the kingmaker here.
Mm-hmm.
If he drops out of this race, I believe that Rick Santorum will be the Republican nominee. If Newt stays in,
wow.
I think Mitt Romney will.
Wow. Our friend Kathleen Madigan is here. Her parents are Democrats in Missouri who voted for Santorum. Just, that's the other thing about open primaries is what do you make of that? Do you think it's a lot of, there's a large degree of that?
Oh, I don't think there was some of that. I don't think much there of it, mm-hmm. That I think, but the reality is that activists in the Missouri Republican Party are very conservative people. They're very socially conservative. They're very economically conservative. And Rick Santorum, with whom I disagree on just about everything, has pretty consistently been a conservative. And he can say that he's as pro-life as it gets and pro-gun as it gets and rights of gay people as it gets, God knows.
Right.
And for the most part, he's towed the party line in economics. And Romney can't say that. And so,
well, Newt Gingrich has
in front of a really conservative audience.
Right.
Santorum wins.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Newt Gingrich has been consistently amoral and unethical. So
they're both
more consistent than Mitt Romney.
And the deal with Gingrich, actually, Gingrich does have some credentials that make him suspect with the conservatives. He was for the individual mandate in health care before he was against it. He has been for expanded government spending on medical research and, as we all know, the lunar colony and things like that. His conservative credentials are a little bit suspect. Rick Santorum, up and down the line, I think for reasons because he really believes it, has voted this way. And I think that's very appealing to the conservative base. I think it probably would shrink the Republican vote in November below 45%,
yeah.
Which is okay by me.
Yeah.
I think that's where they are at. And
wow.
The irony of this is that I think Newt Gingrich will decide the Republican nominee by the choice that he makes.
Wow. That is, this is the first, you are the first, you're a pundit now because you're on the radio.
Oh, I am. No, don't you say that about me.
quickly, Congressman, before you go, what's the payroll tax cuts? Of course, Republicans doing something really new now. They're blaming Senate Democrats for the lack of progress.
Terrible. Yeah, I mean, let me say this to you. Are you on the air February 29th?
I believe so, yes.
We'll be voting that day on this. And there's, why do something? When you give yourself 60 days, why ever do it on the first day? Do it on the last.
Sure.
And what will happen here, the Republicans have made another list of demands that we eliminate unemployment benefits for people who are looking for work because, after all, there's so many jobs out there that are so easy to find. The facts are there's 4 unemployed people for every 1 job there is in America right now. Those are the facts.
Yeah.
And then they'll probably try to do something on their beloved pipeline again. They're trying to tie all this extraneous stuff to the negotiations.
Mm-hmm. Hostage crisis again, as we've had.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, someone last night said that you could actually do a standard news lead that would say the following. House Republicans today threatened to blank because the rest of the country would not do blank,
right.
Therefore resulting in an economic downturn for the country. So whether it's they refuse to let the government run, they refuse to forestall a tax increase in the middle class, they refuse to renew the debt ceiling so the country could borrow money and pay its bills. I mean, this is an old story. And look, maybe they'll come to their senses in the next 10 days and actually agree to something, but they're so into this ultimatum style of negotiation, I think they're imprisoned by it. If I had to guess, on the 29th, there'll be another short-term extension.
This is just no way to govern.
It's also no way to run the economy. You understand that the economy really is showing some signs of hope.
Yep.
And any uncertainty that's introduced is destructive to those that hope. And on that basis alone, we're going to do at least a one-year deal here and get this over with.
Yeah, I mean, I have to hope, you know, and again, you know, not to get, I know we're pretty far out, but I just have to hope the wind is at our back, don't you, in this election cycle, that people are going to, you know, not just with the economy improving, but with the, you know, weakness of the Republican field, that you know, we're going to get some more Democrats in there to help the president do what he needs to do.
I sure hope so, and I think the decisive issue for undecided voters in November will be this. No one thinks the economy is in great shape. I mean, it just isn't. And the question has to become, do you think the president's taking us basically in the right direction, and should we get out of his way and let him try? Or should we go the way the Republicans have proposed, which has really been demonstrably a failure over the last two or three decades? And I think that people will see that and choose the president, and that will help the country. But, you know, look, it's a long way to go. The Republican attack machine is a fearsome thing. They're going to have plenty of money, thanks to Citizens United and the Supreme Court decision. And, you know, they can convince people the earth is flat in some quarters, and, you know, there are some who argue it is. And so, look, I don't take anything for granted.
Yep.
Nothing for granted.
Yep. Well, that's why we got to, you know, we just got to mobilize. Representative Robert Andrews, always, and thank you for doing the people's business right during the show. That was exciting.
No, I just wanted to prove that, I was actually, you know, doing my job today.
That was like being in eighth grade civics class, and we got to follow you onto the floor.
The excitement is probably beyond description.
It's palpable. It really is. Representative Robert Andrews, thanks as always.
Have
talk to you soon.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And he's funny. Yeah. He's funny and cute.
That was interesting. He thinks that if Newt drops out.
It's the first person I've heard, isn't it, Jim? Actually, say it could be Santorum.
Wow. That'd be great.
It would be just an entire election cycle full of cheap jokes, which is, oh, I got to start
writing
now.
I wonder if Newt thinks that, because I thought maybe Romney was paying Santorum to stay in.
Who can
tell? For real, like, just, you know, here's a few bucks. Stay in the fight.
Yeah. All right, 46 minutes after the hour. Back with more with Kathleen Madigan live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is the dirtiest show I have ever been on in all of my life.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Have me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Kathleen Madigan breaking it down as only she can about Mitt Romney, how defensive he is, about that he didn't inherit anything.
Every debate.
Came from nothing.
Every debate. Because somebody will say, well, you know, you're a man with, you were raised with money. I didn't inherit my money. Whoa. We were just talking
defensive
about healthcare.
Much?
Whoa, yeah. Hey. Yeah, you can tell, like, his whole life. I'm like, okay.
I earned every penny, my friends.
Your startup money for Bain Capital, for your few million from your dad. I guess in rich people's mind, that's a loan. I paid that back.
Right. Sure.
So I earned the money, but, you know, it's not like normal people when I'm sitting there in college going, I'm going to be a waitress at Stuart Anderson's Kettle Company for the rest of my life unless I pay attention. And even when I'm paying attention, I don't understand why I'm a journalism major. I won't make any money. I'll make more money bartending, and I like that better. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
Listen, I feel your pain. I was, these guys know this, a cocktail waitress at Fung Lum. And I remember thinking, I was so depressed, I ate so many goldfish crackers from the bar that my polyester kimono, like I thought, oh God, if I can't fit in this, I'm going to get fired because they won't give you new ones.
Didn't
Romney ever have
large
that concern?
Kimono.
And who makes kimonos in polyester?
They don't have kimonos at Chinese restaurants.
And I had a skirt
they
with square cows
one.
All over it. And I thought, yeah,
okay,
if I keep eating the Texas ranch bread, I will become this square cow. But it's so tempting, and it's right there all night long. All night, they bring out fresh batches, and it's delicious. It has garlic on it.
That's not Rick Perry's ranch.
Oh, boy. God. Yeah, this is it. We're going now. This is a nostalgic tour of my eating disorder. I remember I was in high school. I worked at the Palace Theater, movie theater in Lockport, the concession thing, and I eat my weight in popcorn every night.
So yeah, that'd be a quick way to go right into fatty. Popcorn? Ooh.
Especially when you have that, quote, butter, unquote, on
That.
Which in its solid state looks really disgusting. It looks like nuclear waste.
That's why you can't look at things like that.
Oh, boy. Poor Republicans. Looks like they're still going to be stuck with Mitt in the fall. Too bad.
We can't.
still, Letty. If you stand still, Letty, I think I can get you a job cleaning toilets in the high school.
Hey, Gingrich, get those kids a job.
Mm. Frankly, if you do a good job on these toilets, we can get you a job cleaning toilets on the moon.
Oh, no, we'll just be stuck with mint in the fall.
Mother, should I try to build a wall next to Mexico? My friend.
All in all, we might as well pass the vote for one all.
Wrong! Do it again! If you don't vote for Mitt, you can't have any Santorum!
Ew!
How can you have any Santorum if you don't vote for Mitt?
Mike and Raleigh strikes again. Thank you, Mike.
How can you have any pudding when you don't eat your meat?
Ken in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Kenny Pick, is this you?
Yeah, what the heck is this I hear about Cleveland and Iran? What?
What?
Newt, really? Do you have to say Cleveland? Come on, we have it bad enough here. Come on, Iran, for God's sake.
Hasn't John Kasich done enough, for God's sake? Yeah, really?
No, Jesus Christ.
There's a big map in his office, and Cleveland's blinking. You guys are it.
You're the only pin blinking.
Exactly. Julia in Tacoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yes, Steffi, not everyone is real happy with the legislation that was passed for same-sex marriage. The lovely Margie Phelps and the Westboro Baptist Church, they are going to picket the funeral.
Well, no wonder your dog's crying. What's that, Lassie?
That's Steffi.
The homophobes with frizzy hair are coming? I'm sorry.
Well, they're going to picket the funeral of those two lovely little boys whose murderous father blew them up in the hall. They're going to picket that funeral. It's Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And Occupy Seattle is going to come over and try to put a wedge between them.
Good. What is the reason for picketing that?
Because, lovely Margie tweeted, the protest is to remind Governor Chris Gregoire that they died because of her rebellion. Huh?
Because of her signing gay marriage. Yeah, sure, that makes perfect sense.
So I'm sure that it'll be all over the news.
Thank
it's only
you.
Logical.
All right. Yes, certainly, that makes perfect sense. Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, it's because of... Okay. Let's not even get into the details of that.
Well, it's hard to know what to do with people like that. You think, okay, do you just ignore them? Then will that zap their power? But then you get so angry, you just want to walk across the street and punch them in the face.
Yes.
And I think my Irish would go with punch them in the face. I don't think I'm controlled enough, no matter how old I get, to be like one of those people. I don't see them. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. And I'm going to go over and punch them in the face. I'm still that juvenile that my anger would take over if I saw them outside that funeral. Seriously, I don't know how. I can't do the turn the other cheek thing. It didn't work in Catholic school. They tried.
Yeah.
It did not sit.
Didn't sit well with you. All right, Frothy the Santorum.
One of the great gifts that I've had in my political career is that no one ever thinks that I could ever win anything.
Yes. That's right, Charlie Brown.
Don't. The gift of being underestimated is a wonderful gift.
Mm-hmm. Don't you hope he wears a Charlie Brown sweater vest one of these days? A little stripe across it. Okay. And Mittens talking.
Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich were a big part of the we that spent too much, borrowed too much, and earmarked too much. Under Newt Gingrich, earmarks doubled. Rick Santorum was a major earmarker and continues to defend earmarks. Under Rick Santorum, he voted to raise the debt ceiling, I believe, five different times to a tune of about an additional $3.5 trillion.
Mm-hmm. When he talks, why do I just hear blah, 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 blah.
I hear Charlie Brown's teacher.
Because that's how a downloaded person speaks.
Yes. Here's some fun facts about Romney. The only state that saw a sharper drop in its labor force while Romney was in governor of Massachusetts was Louisiana, which was hit by, of course, Hurricane Katrina.
Wow. And by the Bush administration.
Yeah. With Romney in command, the state's economy has rebounded much faster from the next recession it faced, creating jobs at nearly twice the national rate and ranking in the top 10 nationally. Thank you, Governor Deval Patrick. That's how it's done. All right. This is just... It's a fine line between sad and funny, isn't it? The Republican primary.
You know what's sad is in the debates, too. I just want somebody... because the Mormons, if you Google this, it's true. They believe that the Garden of Eden is in Missouri, and I'm from Missouri.
Yeah.
And I don't see it. And I just want somebody, Wolf Blitzer, somebody to go.
They do have snakes in Missouri.
Why is the Garden of Eden Missouri? Give me an answer. Give me an answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Time to feel good because Kathleen Madigan live in studio the whole show. We've been doing the Kermit Arms. Yay! All morning.
Yay.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, stephaniemiller.com, the website, sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Guillermo writes, Mama, my wife and I came to see you at the Seattle Sexy Liberal Show and brought you the box of wine and the farts in a can for your birthday. That's the kind of stuff I get. I don't know what gifts you get, but that's pretty much, that's my crab. It's my people.
Classy.
My people.
All right. She's coming to town. We better get to the joke store.
All right. Speaking of love, 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 sex, and magic, if you want the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Album Volume 1, number 1 on Amazon and iTunes, and also now it's a physical CD on sexyliberal.com, you need to order today for Valentine's Day so you can give it to your lover. Your lover on Valentine's Day. Or how about Albuquerque, March 31st? We are nearing sellout March 31st. Albuquerque is wet. I always, whenever Kathleen Madigan comes in, I ask for tour tips because this is the tour that is slowly killing me. And
when it kills you, I'll take over. Just don't tell anybody.
Kathleen Madigan Show.
Somehow grow taller to appear and get thinner and then look more like you. I don't have the tips. You guys are, I'm selling out, but I have much smaller venues.
Well, you were saying people ask you when's the tour over, and you're like, so far it's lasted 23 years.
I know. I think they think that we're like rock people, where we're like, I took a few years off and went in the studio to make an album.
Yeah, we don't get time off.
I would run away for 2 years and write private jokes and just say them to myself and for other people. No, the tour never stops. That's the whole thing. It's like, you better like the road. That's why when people go, well, how do I be a successful comedian? Well, you can't. You better sign up because it's forever.
Yeah.
Joan Rivers is still packing a bag somewhere. I just saw it on Twitter. She's in Dublin and buy my tickets. It never stops. It never stops if you're all in.
Yeah.
It's a bad addiction. All right. So 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Justin in Orange County, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Kathleen. Hi, Justin.
Hey, guys. Just to talk about this contraception thing in the Catholic Church. You know, my wife got pregnant with my son. She had an extremely high-risk pregnancy. She got the gestational diabetes, severe hypertension, and she developed a heart arrhythmia. So at the end, she also spent 12 weeks in bed rest at the hospital. At the end of it, the doctor said, look, you guys can never get pregnant again because, the risk to her health was too great. So we basically had four choices, no sex, a vasectomy, tubal ligation, or being on birth control pills, for the rest of, until her eggs turn as dusty as Steph's anyway.
Yes, thank you.
That's the whole thing. There's genuine medical reasons for it.
Right.
And for being on birth control. And that's one thing that I don't think these right-wingers understand.
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. Oh. And also, it's once again, it's another big...
Right-wing hypocrites!
Poor Mittens. His record just keeps tripping him up. The president's carny yesterday.
The former governor of Massachusetts is an odd messenger on this, given that the services that this rule would provide for women around the country are the same that are provided in Massachusetts and were provided under when he was governor.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. But that, what? That was then. This is now. Mittens yesterday.
This is a violation of conscience. We must have a president who is willing to protect America's first right, our right to worship God.
I didn't think that back then. No, I didn't. Yes, I did.
I know. What does that have to do with birth control? God doesn't care. God's not invested. Quit bringing God into it.
Yeah.
He's not. I can't believe the war on Christmas, the war on religion, to just take such things to such an extreme degree when no one said anything about that.
Right.
It's amazing Yeah. The tricks, and sometimes the Democrats should use the tricks because Republicans are better at it. Mm-hmm. They're much better at the game. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's a war. Well, why not? It's a war on poverty. Why aren't we saying something? You know what I mean?
I wish someone could cover this boner. John
this
Boner
attack by the federal government on religious freedom in our country must not stand and will not stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a war on poverty. It was called the Great Society.
Yeah.
And Republicans are still bitching about it.
Dan in Virginia on the war on religion. Hello, Dan. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a theory. If you look back, to me, when you look at the people that are on stage right now for the Republicans, to me, they're after liberal voters. You got Mitt Romney, this good-looking, you know, 65-year-old, and he's after they're after the older women in the Democratic Party. Then you've got Ron Paul, he's after the young voters that went for Obama. Then you've got Rick Santorum. They're after the working, you know, white working class with him. And then I think Newt Gingrich, like I said, he's a spoiler, like that congressman mentioned.
Yeah.
I think Newt Gingrich, you know, this guy's going on cruises, man. And I think, you know, remember
he's going after the serial adulterer crowd.
You know, he would just do a few lines. Remember the debates? Romney wouldn't have to say anything. Oh, and then he would just parry a few attacks about Obamacare and Romney care. Rick Santorum wasn't getting any attention at all. I think that was all set up. And then somebody said something about Romney's actual background.
Yeah, and that there went that. There went that. Yep, I hear you. yes, someone mentioned his actual record, and there went that.
Yeah.
You know, we were just saying, Kathleen, earlier, like, are we back in 1950, these social issues? But that's what they're saying is working in Santorum's favor. It's, I guess, with this crazy base is, you know, they're talking about the Susan G. Komen Planned Parenthood thing, the Prop 8 ruling, you know, that this is,
But again, it's a small base. And I can't even believe that somebody like Santorum would get overly excited about what's occurring. You know, we've seen this over and over. Okay, you're getting the same crowd. It's the Dr. Laura people that then go to the Sarah Palin people that then go to the...
Right.
And that group never really expands. They remain the same. And they're vocal. They're very energetic. I look at all their energy and I think they must really care about a lot more than I do. I mean, if he really said no more birth control, I'd be like, fine, I'm getting off the couch. Where is the parade? I have to be involved. This is ridiculous. But I mean, to see how vocal they are, but how Santorum can trick himself into believing that this is enough.
Yeah.
No, it's the same 100,000 people.
Yeah.
However many are involved. But
Andrew in Washington State. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Good.
I just want to say it's great to here in Washington. We're getting marriage equality.
Yes. Happy marriage equality.
Going down in California. Oh, by the way, can I be the fat, black, and happy ex-Navy veteran blackjack dealer of the Stephanie Miller Show?
Wow. Absolutely. Wow. Wow.
Okay,
wow. Awesome.
That's going to be a big business card.
That's an awesome name tag.
Amy in Massachusetts. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Hi, Moogs. I never say hi to Moogs, and I always feel so bad, so I'm sorry. Hey, Moogs. Catherine, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
I think you're hysterical. I love when you talk about your parents. But you guys got me perplexed today because after hearing about the Westboro Baptist Church, I'm just absolutely disgusted with that whole thing that they're going to protest two little boys' funerals. It just makes me so angry.
Yeah, well, I mean, and particularly, I mean, if people haven't heard the circumstances, you know, once again, they do it on purpose. It has nothing to do with homosexuality. The funeral, they're picking it. You know, these are two little boys that, you know, got attacked by their father with a hatchet before they got burned to death.
Exactly.
You know, it couldn't be more.
And had to go through their mother's death. I mean, their mother's dead. Then they have to go back to the father, who they probably know killed her. Then they get, you know, killed with a hatchet. Then they're blown up in their own home with their father. Now, and you're going to protest for something that has absolutely nothing to do with the other. And I'm just, and you guys make me laugh, and I love you guys, but I'm just the whole thing.
I know.
It just makes me sick to my stomach. I can't. How low can you go?
Yep. Yeah, well, that's
what I said, and it's very tempting to not just want to go there and literally physically beat the crap out of these people. I mean, that's
the Stephanie Miller Show does not promote.
No, but that's my Irish Catholic bar mentality. Well, really? What did they do? We'll send Mike over to beat the crap out of them. That's always the end in my house. Oh, who's going to beat the crap out of them?
Where's
that'll
the shenanigans?
That.
Is Mike the
no,
mannequin family bouncer?
Yeah, yeah, my cousin Mike. He'll do anything for a six-pack. Anything. Anything. That's GTK.
Good
to know.
Yeah.
Let me write that down.
We were actually on some legal site. My one sister was looking up some of our cousin's activities that are bad. And she's like, our family's crazy, but you got to give the award to cousin so-and-so. I won't do it. He got a BUI because everybody else got DUI. Boating while intoxicated. And I go, but that's because he'd already had DUIs. He's out of operational vehicles to get a ticket on. He can't get in the car anymore. I don't blame him. He got in the boat. How else is he supposed to get around? But, yes, I agree with the caller. It is very it's infuriating to see those people do that. I mean, I don't even know. I don't know how seriously somebody doesn't go and just start yelling at them or something. But I guess you ignore them and they'll go away. But they won't. That's the problem.
You know, wait a minute. I got saving this for you. Hang on 1 second. Because you know what? I have. I know what's. We don't know that cousin's name.
No.
But
this
guy. Okay. This guy is going to be on my future husband. Where is it, Chris? You sent it to me.
What is it?
It's another drunken Zamboni driver. You know that's fine.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's,
here it is. I got
There's a vehicle he hasn't tried yet.
Yeah, Apple Valley, Minnesota. There you go.
It's not cold enough in Missouri.
The driver, and this is even better. The driver of a Zamboni, it was Zamboni at a Pee Wee hockey game, was arrested for operating the machine while drunk.
It's Pee Wee hockey.
The driver began weaving across the ice and smashing into the boards.
Well, of course, flying while under the influence is redundant. Already flying.
Awesome. That is awesome. All right. Oh, here's another one. Drunk stack for your cousin. Here we go. Judge throws out beer pong lawsuit in New York. Judge has thrown out a New Jersey man's lawsuit against a Greenwich Village pub over injuries he suffered following a beer pong game. He voluntarily signed up for the beer drinking game, and it cannot sue Wicked Willie. That's the club he played beer pong at. Court papers say he played the game for 3.5 hours, and then he was later struck by a car. He claimed the bar should have been monitoring the game to make sure players weren't getting visibly drunk, which is the point of beer pong.
It's the picture on the outside of the box. A drunk guy. This could be you if you miss enough.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. 17 minutes after the hour. Hey, kids, you know, I've told you about Carbonite, and I don't. You know what? Till I'm literally blue in the face. I look like Avatar because I get letter after letter every day going, oh, my God, I put it on my list of things to do. I didn't think it was that important. Yada, yada, yada. And then power outage, virus, laptop stolen. Everything gone. Think about everything you have in your computer, all of those files, photos from vacation, all your family stuff, audio clips, financial records, all your music. Think about it. That's why I use Carbonite Online Backup. With Carbonite, your files automatically and continually backed up whenever you're connected to the Internet. You don't have to do anything. It's not if, it's when. There's going to be a computer disaster, crash, virus, theft. You get back every single one of those files with Carbonite. Whether you have one computer at home or multiple computers for your small business, Carbonite has a backup plan that's right for you. They start at just $59 a year. That's right, for unlimited backup, go to Carbonite.com, type in the offer code Stephanie for a free trial, plus 2 months free with your subscription. Carbonite.com, offer code Stephanie. 19 minutes after the hour, back with Kathleen Madigan on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
What are you talking about? It's like the most hilarious show ever.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show with the hilarious Kathleen Madigan live in studio. 23 minutes, we tricked her again. Yes, she's easily tricked with a hamburger. Easily. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. All right. Oh, poor Mittens yesterday.
We think we can beat Senator Santorum, where we compete head-to-head in an aggressive way, and we obviously didn't do that in Colorado or Minnesota to the extent that the other campaign did. But there'll certainly be places where he wins, and there'll be places where I win.
What?
That's just a lot of words for I got my ass kicked. Yes. Okay.
It's the hesitancy, too. Like, he can't.
I'm still the front runner.
Who let Senator Mann on dog out? Woof, woof. What? Huh?
I'm supposed to get this, right? That's what everybody told me.
Yeah.
I'm in, right?
Yeah.
They spend $1 billion.
Yeah, right.
There's no such thing as coronation in presidential politics. It's meant to be a long process. It's not easy to get the nomination. It's not easy to be elected president. And this is a testing approach. And so far, we're doing pretty well.
This is a test of the nervous laughter. So.
I just was going to say, could he sound more panicked?
Everything's fine. I got more money. There's more where that came from.
Everything he says sounds pre-recorded. And like, at the end, it should go, press 4 to speak to a live operator.
Press 4 to speak to an actual candidate.
Yeah.
His sense of entitlement.
What that said to me, right, is that he obviously thought it was going to be a coronation. He's like, oh, no, never thought that. Who thought that, my friend? Oh, not me, my friend.
I mean, I was informed last night that it's not. I mean, I thought it was. I thought for sure it was. I came with the money. I came with the good looks. I have the wife and the proper children who are all apparently unemployed and can follow him all around the country.
We were saying that even if we think his hair isn't authentic, we think he does that on purpose. He just leaves the gray. He leaves the gray. Just, yeah, it's like a touch of gray commercial.
I have a touch of gray.
Yeah.
Not too much, just enough.
I do wonder, somebody put on Twitter, I said something about, well, no wonder these Romney boys are smiling. They have a $100 million trust fund,
sure.
And my trust fund is a wave runner that doesn't work. My dad keeps going, you're going to have that. Really? Can I? That hunk of crap. Dad, the engine doesn't work. What do I want it for my house as a piece of art? Here's a wave runner from 94. It's a one-seater with a purple seat that's now so faded it's not even purple. I mean, And then somebody wrote, I don't know who put it on my Twitter account, the Romney boys have jobs, blah, 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 defending them. And I said, yeah, look, if they have jobs, they clearly don't have to be there often.
Yeah. Yes.
Every time I turn on the TV, they're behind him. If it was my dad, we'd all be like, look, buddy, if you win, we will show up for the party, but we got stuff going on.
Until then,
Dad,
let us know.
I got shows. Pat's got clients that are complaining about their
we'll
IRAs.
Pencil it in if you think there's any chance.
I mean, if there's a city where I might help, maybe, but don't count me in on the bus tour. And Gingrich's wife, me and the other comedians, are done because she stands next to him when he gives speeches. Can you imagine being on stage and having someone stand there for an hour?
Right
and
next
she,
to you.
You know, she's probably thinking, I have heard this crap 600 times. To sit there and have to applaud his lunar colony.
Not blink.
Yeah. Let her go sit down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. It'd be a terrible wife.
There was kind of an unfortunate picture of her standing next to him, and there's a giant eagle right behind him, and she looks exactly like the eagle. Exact same, like, look.
She's only 45.
Really?
Yeah. I swear to God, I thought she was like late older. 50s weird surgery.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
45. And I said to my dad, oh, my God. I'm the same age as that lady. I've got a really... I dress like a 4-year-old. If that's true, either I need to grow up or she needs to lighten up. I don't even know where you would buy that
she
outfit.
Looks
where
just
do
like,
you get those clothes?
I'm 43.
43?
No.
No way.
Look again, because I swear to God, born in 66.
Well, right. She was born on Mars, apparently, because she looks exactly like that woman in Mars Attacks.
Well, maybe your age is different in the lunar colony.
Yeah, that is a good question, Kathleen. Where do you get the Republican wife clothes? I've never seen them anywhere.
45. Jill, 45. Is it like a Jill St. John?
Jill St. John, I think.
Type, but if you notice, when she picks a color, it's all the same. The shoes, the lipstick, the purse, it's a red day. But then I think, well, that'd be kind of easy, I guess, if I just went, today's pink. And everything's pink. But you don't have to really, the pearls stay.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, 45?
Her closet probably looks like the Legally Blonde girl's like closet, just, you know, in color coordinated and everything.
But Newt's daughters are older than her, so maybe the whole point is to make her look older than his daughters, which is a really weird memo to go through the office.
I love that he sent his daughters out to defend him on the Marianne Ging, his second wife's. And, of course, they're not fans of hers.
Because she was...
their dad while he was married to their mother. So, you know, they're probably not
show
fans.
Up, frankly.
I am not one of your fans!
Okay. I love this whole saga on the Republican side this year. It just could not get more fun. All right. More crunchy audio goodness from the Republican primary and celebrity stack as we continue. Kathleen Madigan, comedian extraordinaire, live in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, well, in any event, we now go live to...
Stephanie Miller.
Let's see how much she's rocked by all this.
I don't care about anything. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Kathleen Madigan, comedian extraordinaire, where are you next? Where might we see the wonder of you live?
I will be in Tucson and Mesa and here in L.A., the Grove at Anaheim.
Awesome.
And wherever Lancaster is. It's somewhere. No, no, I know that one. The one in California.
No, the one in California.
Yeah. I was told I could drive.
So yes, you can.
That's all I want to know. Can I drive?
CaptainMadigan.com.
Yes.
See the funniest woman alive. All right. Newt Gingrich talking about the Clint Eastwood Super Bowl ad.
While there's some controversy about it, I have to confess, I liked the Clint Eastwood halftime ad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
Oh,
what?
He's done.
He's done in the Republican. Can you believe there was controversy about that?
I put on Twitter, that made me happy, Detroit has jobs. People started attacking me. What, you're a socialist? What? No. First of all, let's get the definition right. If I was really going to be a socialist, I'd go a lot further than a car.
Yeah. Oh, and here's something for the Isn't It Ironic file. Our friend Republican Ben Stein.
Isn't it ironic?
He feels disrespected by Honda. He should have been in the Ferris Bueller ad, he thinks. Now he wants a new car. So he wants his own auto bailout. Is that what he wants?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't asked to be in the...
Anyone want to give me a car? Anyone?
Stein says Honda can make it up to him, just my humble opinion, but since they use my voice, they should have given me a top-of-the-line Honda.
They did not use his voice. That was another actor's voice.
Right, right.
Was it trying to sound exactly like
him? All these whiny Republicans wanting handouts, wanting their own personal auto bailout. Fine, Ben.
I love that ad, and I couldn't believe that I just tweeted, because I work in Detroit twice a year. I love Detroit, and they finally actually are getting some jobs back.
I know.
So we can't even be happy about jobs or you're a socialist. I mean, the logic at times. And then on Twitter, I'm like, what happened to Twitter? It's supposed to be fun. God, freaks. Get off my back.
Speaking of which.
I just like that Detroit has a job. Why is that horrible?
She has a template now. God, freaks. Get off my back. That's the regular. Well, and two other people got in Twitter trouble over the Super Bowl. Roland Martin from CNN. Oh, boy. He's
Roland
always
Martin?
What? No, Roland Martin. It's entirely
Soccer
different.
For me?
It's entirely different. It's nothing to do with laughing.
Okay.
He will meet with GLAAD, the gay rights group, in the wake of his suspension from CNN. So I guess he had a couple of tweets that were homophobic. But, he said people should smack the ish out of any male fans of a David Beckham underwear commercial. And then something else he made, some guy, a patriot wearing a pink suit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted to beat him up, too.
Doesn't David Beckham have, like, 5 kids?
Yes. No, he was talking about if you're with a guy that gets turned on by the David Beckham, smack him or something. It was stupid.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
I think it was a little overkill.
Suspending?
I thought the ad was hilarious, and I'm totally... My dad's birthday is 2 weeks from now, and he's getting the David Beckham underwear. I want it. I want my mom to live with that. Here you go, Mom. Here's Dad in the David Beckham underwear. It looks nothing like the ad. My sister's like, that's where they blew it. They should have, in that ad, to make it funny, they should have had David Beckham all hot and, perfectly sculpted, and then had my dad in those underwear and said, see, they're for any man. You would remember that. You would remember seeing my father in those
William
in those
Frawley
underwear.
For David Beckham underwear. Yeah.
What does Mr. Madigan look like? I need a visual now.
To picture Ted Kennedy, that's red-faced, gray-haired Irish guy.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
that's what I see when I look in the mirror.
I don't think I have any... I don't carry pictures of him in my phone. I quit photographing my parents 20 years ago.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
I'm not allowed to anymore, because now they just sit on the couch when I go home and they pull their face back and go, how would we look with facelifts? Should we do it? Should we do it? But they're so old when they let go of the skin's face like that. I'm like, just do that before you go out.
Just do that before
for a couple hours. Just sit there and hold it. And then when you go out, you look absolutely fabulous.
Your skin has no elasticity, so it's like Silly Putty.
It stretches out further.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, and so that was not the only homophobic Twitter. Oddly, Tom Cruise's son.
Really?
Yeah.
What did I mean by that? I don't know. Connor Cruise, a diehard Patriots fan. I don't know. I'm sleepy, Jim. You know that. He lashed out at one of his reps. I guess he's a DJ, Connor Cruise. Anyway, so he, according to an email forwarded by publicist, I guess he just said, sorry, Connor Cruise, maybe next year. He was just like, snap, because he knew he was a Patriots fan. So Connor Cruz tweeted back, texted back, saying that was a gay ass tweet. You don't say like that about my team the second they lose. That's just the fact that he used, you know, gay ass as a pejorative.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Why, Jim? Why do you say that?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. We're just dragging each other up to the line. And no, I'm not going to. No, you do it.
I'm not.
Do it.
You're selling more tickets than I am. You do it. I can't lose fans. You can. You've got too many. You're opening balconies. Start upsetting some people and make this life easier on you.
Piers Morgan says Madonna's Super Bowl show was gruesome. He said it was like watching your mad drunken aunt at Christmas. Hey, wait a minute now. I'm a mad drunken aunt. Wait a minute. I keep reading all these celebrities tweeting, wasn't she awesome? No, she wasn't. She was gruesome. They've had a spat going on for years. But at least I found I have one common ground with Madonna. Neither of us have sung live at the Super Bowl. Oh, snap!
I was
saying she did remind me of me because I was saying, was that part of the choreography? Did she almost fall? Because I'm also too old to be on the road, and I...
I'm constantly falling.
Yeah.
I was talking to Louis Flagg right after, and he goes, I thought we were being invaded by Sparta. What is going on with you?
Way off, Sparta!
I said, she's more powerful than Sparta! She's Madonna!
I thought it was awesome, actually. I
enjoyed it, but then again, I'm the crazy aunt, too. So to us, it's just another person that we know. Like, it's like, well, that would... I wouldn't do that, but if somebody my age wants to act like that, it certainly raises the bar for us to act like idiots.
These guys, exactly, and I do. These guys know I come home from every show with unexplained bruises, and I topple over speakers, and I grope the people in the front row, and then I'd fall on stage.
That's without dancing. You're just trying to walk.
I'm just trying to do comedy, and it's not even physical comedy. It's just spazziness. I
don't know what people want from a halftime show. Some guy from CBS Sports said they should do comedy, and then he went on this whole tangent. It would be weird. I don't think you could pull it off, but it might be different. But I don't know what more do you want from the lady. Like, people are complaining about Madonna. I'm not the biggest Madonna fan. I probably wouldn't even go see her in concert. But what do you want her to do? People expect too much.
Yes.
If she just came out and sang, they would complain about that.
You're not going to get a stadium full of 75,000 drunken people to sit still long enough to listen to a comedian. I don't think
for the people at home.
The people at home?
Yeah, okay. Which is most of the people.
Right, yeah.
I mean, and it would have to take a big one. It'd be like, have to be Chris Rock or somebody that could get their attention. But then you've got the feedback and the weirdness, and I thought Madonna did fine. I don't get why people are so mean.
Now I want to do that inference. Now I need to get those guys, for Chicago Theater at least, right?
You want to come up through the floor?
No, when she disappeared. Now we got to do that. Like, what? Where'd she go? She went to, like, what you were saying, like one of those shoots that you're...
She got stuck in the bowels of hell.
Yeah,
this is a long way from your current writer, which probably just says soda and coffee backstage. Yeah. And the next time you come through, what? She needs to disappear. What? Where?
Trapdoor.
Show me where it says trapdoor magic wand. Is she crazy?
All right, Michelle Obama has kicked someone else's ass. Jimmy Fallon this time. She, you know, she's promoting her Let's Move campaign, so she did push-ups with Ellen. She and Jimmy Fallon turned the White House into a playground to promote her Let's Move fitness campaign. They did push-ups, twirled hula hoops, they competed at dodgeball and tug-of-war. The First Lady triumphed over the comedian in the climactic potato sack race. After a defeated Fallon said it doesn't matter if you won or lost, the First Lady replied, it matters. She's our funniest First Lady,
good
I think.
Her. Good
she
for her.
She's funny.
Think Jimmy let her win? Oh, I don't know, though. He's pretty tall, though, in a potato sack. He's tall. He's like 6'2".
Is he? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's tall.
All right, I don't know why, because I haven't said this name in 20 years. Pia Zadora is in the news.
Who?
What?
Sorry, who? Who now?
Pia Zadora sided with fleeing the scene of an accident in Las Vegas.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. She was driving...
The accident was her own show.
I know.
Stephanie Miller.
In this business, the price of success is very high.
Her.
Especially for a woman. I don't suppose I'm the only one who's had to... The way to the top.
What movie was that from? I don't even remember.
Lady.
What's that?
The Lonely,
Lonely
Lady.
Lady. It's the only one she's ever
Lonely
done.
Lonely Lady.
Lady.
Flavin.
Zadora was driving a white Cadillac Escalade hybrid when she...
Oxymoronic right
yeah.
there.
Okay, red BMW. The other driver followed her back to her gated community and called the police. The rep says P acknowledges there was a bump, but claims she didn't feel the impact. That's why she left the scene. I have an SUV. It's true. She probably, you know, I'm always pulling like smart cars out of my grill and a couple of Mini Coopers.
You know, Fiat.
You know, oh, another Fiat.
I ran over this at the grocery store. I'm sorry. Come out, little person. I'm with Geico. I'll have the lizard call you.
I got them a couple times a week. Get someone guy to come out and pull the Mini Coopers out of my grill. It's their fault for having that ridiculous little car. Okay. Sue in Rockville, Maryland, you're on with Kathleen. Hi, Sue.
Hey, good morning. Kathleen, I love you, and you just gave your mother the best gift ever, by the way.
The David Beckham underwear for my dad?
Nope, the fact that Calista is 45, because your mom looks good, I bet. Because I bet your mom at 45 looked a hell of a lot better than she does.
Yeah, I think if I was nude, I'd tell her, put on some jeans and look normal.
Yeah, blink, something. Yeah.
I'm always pandering to make people say, oh, my God, you're 60. And now I can just point to her and say, that's 45. I look better. So
you know,
I feel good.
Sue, they interviewed some women in Florida, and I don't know, you know, obviously it's the adultery thing, but literally some of the women at the exit polls were saying, it made me furious seeing her standing up there with all her jewels. I think you're right.
And she never talks. I mean, she looks like she's downloaded, like she's a Sims character.
She's a Martian.
That's why they've got to let her talk at some point, because no one believes she's real. There's nothing to, you don't like or dislike
her.
They
don't let her talk because she'll talk Martian.
Martian.
Can I just say, the line of the morning, she looks like a Sims character. Kathleen Madigan, ladies and gentlemen, you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's in, sucker. You're in comedy school. 45 minutes after the hour, right back with the remaining moments. Going Madigan on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Kristen Yankton wants if some of the Occupy, who is it? It's in Seattle that the Westboro Baptist Church is protesting the funeral of those two poor little kids, and they want to determine if someone can determine if Margie Phelps does in fact smell like an old rug, which we have previously posited. She does look like she smells like an old rug.
Yeah.
Margie Phelps Roper, is that her name?
Yeah.
Which one of them? All right. Kathleen Madigan is not allowed to talk during the commercial breaks anymore because she speaks nothing but comedy pearls, my friends. But, so Betty and Gerald Ford's house in Rancho Mirage is on the market.
It's up for sale.
Mm-hmm. And you were just saying you would love?
Well, I would love a giant oil painting of Betty Ford, and I would have cocktail parties surrounding that painting. I cannot believe, because we were saying it's going for a reasonably low price, considering it's a president's ex-home.
You'd say you'd put it behind the bar. That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely, I would, and I might even paint a little martini into her left hand. Just saying. I did take art class in high school. How have two gay guys not snapped that up? We are going to make this the funniest house ever. Fabulous. Yet funny.
The funniest cocktail motif ever.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I guess there's a few paintings of her in there.
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
What you can
I
do.
May have to get online later after the show is over and see how much.
Yeah.
How much if I have enough for a down payment.
And you were talking about apparently she did a Barbara Walters interview where she was.
Yeah, because we were saying Barbara Walters was just, you know, she is whatever she is. But Barbara Walters says, oh, here's the interview that I was nice enough not to show, but shows us some of it.
Here's some of it.
I'm like, just don't say, do it. Do your impression.
I kept telling her, the Warren Commission is a little crap, and you know it. And another thing, Pat Nixon is a word I can't say on the show.
She was saying,
she actually said the word during the commercial break.
And then she'd remember she was on the tour, and she'd go, this is the living room.
Anyway, Cafe Madigan, again, would give anything in the world to see that entire unedited interview.
Yes, maybe I would show that on the screens at the cocktail party.
Right.
That I would have little good TVs up in the corner, and then when people came in for cocktails, they could see that. Wow, the oil painting of Betty Ford.
Oh, wow. We are here with Betty Ford, who appears to be completely south. Hello.
It's completely out of a gourd.
Don't worry. I will never air any of this.
Unless you piss me off.
I will be holding it in the vault forever. Yeah. Just enough to make people go, what was that?
Yeah.
And now I want to find it online.
Now I know.
I can't because
now.
Oh, I've got she's got it locked up somewhere.
All right. You know, you think we deal with traffic stuff here in L.A. Jim, you lived in Germany. I don't know if this ever... frozen sauerkraut causes massive German traffic jam. Piles of sauerkraut tumbled out of a truck on a busy German motorway and quickly froze to the Autobahn surface, causing a massive traffic jam.
If only it had been a giant Wurstspiel. Well, we could have had a picnic.
If you hit, you know, frozen sauerkraut going, what, 125 miles an hour? I mean, that's
startling, to say the least.
Pretty.
What did we just hit?
What the hell?
Only in Germany.
It's okay because
sauerkraut.
I drive a Beamer. It's designed to handle exactly that sort of thing.
There's a button that actually says sauerkraut ahead, hit here.
In other international news, I know you've been wondering what is in Queen Elizabeth's handbag.
Hmm.
What?
That sounds like a Monty Hall question.
Uh-huh. She has a portable hook, which is used to hang it discreetly under the table. A dinner guest is said to have been surprised to see this queen spitting into a plastic suction cup before attaching the hook under the table. I watched the queen open her handbag and remove a white suction cup and discreetly spit.
So the queen's
That's what local bar drunk ladies used to do. Is she hanging out in that many places where there's not a nice place to put your purse? You got to just belly up to the bar and snap one on?
Doesn't she have people for that?
Where are you running around?
How does the Queen of England discreetly hawk a loogie? Who's not going to notice that? All right. Steve in Santa Fe, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Kathleen. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. I want to thank you for getting me through doing my taxes this morning.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. But in tribute to Stephanie, I want to give you a happy, clappy, liberal interpretation of why the Republican voter turnout so low. It's because most Republicans are happy with Obama and going to vote for him come the fall.
Yeah, or they're just completely dispirited over their current lineup. Joe in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Joe.
Hi, yeah, thanks. Real quick, I got to do the typical disclaimers before you bite my head off. Mm-hmm. I'm not for outlawing abortion. I'm not for outlawing gay marriage and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
However, you guys, I think you're funny, but you're totally off base on this contraceptive thing. It really isn't about contraceptives at all. That happens to be the topic, but it's about what are you comfortable with. How much power are you comfortable with the federal government having over cause-related or religious-related organizations?
Okay, but Catholic universities have the exact same policy. I don't exactly know who you're...
That's their choice. They've chosen to have that policy. I mean, you know, would you be comfortable if the federal government started dictating hiring policies for liberal organizations? Like, you know,
it's just government money, Joe. That's the issue here. If you're going to take government money, you can't...
Oh, that's the issue. But it's not,
right.
It's not tied to taking government money. This is tied to the fact that you're a...
Right. There's more conscience exemptions in this than a Republican bill a few years ago, though. So there's just no... We've beaten this to death. Kathleen, gay marriage, your thoughts? Big day out here in California.
Yes. Shaw. Bring it on. Now I'm confused, though. Is it now it's okay? Are we still that there's still another level to go?
You know,
like my friend Suzanne married her girlfriend, and then it was in that window where it wasn't real,
right.
And I'm like, well, do I get my gifts back? I'm not. Was that not
it
real?
Marriage
it was real to
purgatory.
Me at Crate and Barrel when I bought all that stuff. So I don't know what's going on here. But then it was not. Like now
it's,
I'm
you
confused.
Know that you were raised Catholic. It's marriage equality like purgatory or limbo. Like we don't.
Right.
That's the problem.
But
is they created
still
legal
limbo.
Limbo
again, right?
Well, it could. It depends on what they do. They can either appeal it to the full Ninth Circuit, or it might go right to the Supreme Court.
But I'm saying right now,
No, it, not, nobody can get married right now.
Right. Yeah. It's still, okay, I just, because I keep getting tricked into these weddings where I bring gifts and it wasn't real. Yeah. So I just need to know the current state. There should be a website I could go on every day and go, are Rick and Bob lying? Is this a fake gift that I'm going to want to revoke, or is this
they
for
want
real?
That Betty Ford painting.
Yeah, or maybe you could give them like a you know, a leprechaun or a,
yes.
a sprite.
No, but yay that at least yes. it's moved
and
forward.
Go, well, this is
and
fictional,
I, and
too.
I live in West Hollywood, and believe me, the whole neighborhood went completely crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what night was it? I was coming home from work, and I'm like, what are we picketing now? And I'm like, oh, it's a party. It's not
yay.
A picket.
Yay. All right. I think that's the best legal argument I've heard, ladies and gentlemen, is pay attention. Kathleen Madigan needs to know if the weddings are real so she knows if the gifts are real. End of story. Get it done. Get her done. Kathleen Madigan, KathleenMadigan.com. We love you so much.
Thank you for having me, as always.
See you next time. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.